Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download the app for Devil Radio. Take your favorite shows and station with you 24/7 wherever you go. By the way, I'm going to say this again. It's especially important now that we're going into the darkness of winter. Believe it or not, the FCC requires that AM stations power down during the darkness. And now dark is going to come very early. On Sunday and after that, the sunset will be somewhere at 4 something, about 4:30. It's going to be very dark. Why does that make a difference? Because the AM signal, unlike the FM signal, is especially affected by the sun's rays. And when the sun is not shining, that signal can go crazy. It can end up in Texas, can end up in Berlin, it can end up in Moscow, can end up in Argentina. And you go, oh, that's great. Well, no, that's not great, because their signals can do the same up here. You have to power down. And you have to power down, and there are other reasons as well. Anyway, the FCC says it. So if you have the Devil Radio app, you can listen very easily all winter long in the middle of the night if you want to. And on the FM station, 92.7 FM, it has a different physics to it, but it makes a lot of sense to download the app. And while you're at it, when you're on our website, go on the link, Support Devil Radio. We put it on there because our listeners asked us to. Gives you a lot of different ways that you can support Devil Radio. You wanted to know that. Many people know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day. Every day, supporting Donald Trump, supporting the big lie about our elections, and corroding our democracy. And this station that you're listening to right now is the strongest voice against that. And really a lone voice, the least polite voice against it. So go on the app, download the app, click on the link. Okay, we're going back to what is probably the most contentious legislative issue pending United States Congress right now in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and that's this question of what to do with the two infrastructure bills. The one infrastructure, a little over $1 trillion. Now remember something, when I say $1 trillion, that's over 10 years. It's $100 billion a year. And a half of it has already been allocated from prior COVID relief money. So we're talking about $50 billion a year in new expenditures out of a gross national product of tens of trillions to rebuild our bridges, roads, airports, water systems, rural broadband, and other things. It's a no-brainer. Passed the Senate with 69 votes, including 19 Republican votes, including Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch. It's not being passed because the Progressive Caucus in the House won't pass it until the Senate passes the soft infrastructure bill, originally $3.5 trillion for child care, Medicaid, tuitions, fight against climate change, and so for all worthy objectives, all worthy objectives. Well, now it's come down to this, and I will tell you that hard infrastructure, while we're fighting over the soft, should have been passed a long time ago. It's badly hurt. This fighting has badly hurt Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. That race is today. It's badly hurt Joe Biden. His standing in the polls going down is somewhat related to that. It was humiliating to him to have to go to the G20 meeting and the climate meeting in Glasgow, G20 in Rome, with these hacks in his own party, in effect filibustering something that even they wanted. So where are we now? Let's cut out all the chin music, okay? Where are we now? There is apparently agreement in the House, even with the progressives, that they'll take half of the $3.5 trillion. They'll take $1.75 trillion. Joe Manchin originally said he would not do over $1.5 million. He signaled to Biden he'd do $1.75. Well, that is all well and good. We went over yesterday all what it does quite a bit, obviously. Well, yesterday, Manchin seemed to renege. And he publicly said he has real doubts about it, and he's not going to do anything till the progressives in the House agree to pass the hard infrastructure bill, which has already passed the Senate. And then he's going to be very specific about what further changes he wants. And specifically, Manchin, playing to his audience at home in West Virginia, said he's worried about inflation, the debt, social spending, and playing shell games. Those are the words he used. And he's going to put out a statement being more specific. Well, the House Rules Committee didn't meet on Monday to mark up this social spending bill where they were supposed to, because it was supposed to be voted on today. Now it's not going to be voted on today. There are also Democrats urging Sinema, who is blocking any reform of drug pricing because she gets huge contributions from the pharmaceutical industry. She's ostensibly a Democrat from Arizona, and she can single-handedly basically filibuster or block it herself. There was a breakthrough yesterday on the progressive side. Pramila Jayapp of Seattle, head of the caucus, said, well, we will vote anyway. The progressives will vote for the hard infrastructure. They should have done that 2 months ago. That's going to knock a couple of points off of Terry McAuliffe if they're screwing around. And it hurts Biden, but better late than never. And then she said something very interesting. She said, we will trust Joe Biden, who told us that he has 50 votes in the Senate for the soft infrastructure. And Joe did say that after talking to Manchin Sinema. So here's the deal. If the progressives keep their word, they will vote this week for the hard infrastructure. That will then pass because it's already passed the Senate. Biden will sign it. And immediately, the trade unions will be put to work. Carpenters, machinists, laborers, sheet metal workers, steel workers, pipe fitters, electricians, all of them be terrific. Terrific. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of union jobs, high wages, good benefits, redoing our country. If they do that, and then Biden will push Manchin Sinema, okay, Schumer, you put that other bill in front of the Senate, the soft infrastructure, and I want all 50 senators to vote for it. Now, here is the psychological question, the prisoner's dilemma. Is Manchin just woofing about still having objections, pandering for the folks back home? Or will he vote for it? And what he's really getting at to save face is, I want the progressives to pass the hard infrastructure first, okay? On the other hand, is Jamila Priyapal of Seattle and the progressives, are they woofing? And are they saying, we'll vote for it? And all it takes is five of them to say no. Five of them out of 435 congressmen. That's how skinny our margin is, about 10 votes. Five of them. And then that doesn't pass either. So stay tuned. This is a very, very important week. We're going to talk in a bit on this show about the Virginia governor race, a bunch of other races. They're all impacted by this. The polls are showing that people, including Democrats, think the Democrats can't govern. Biden doesn't have a handle on his own party. What they don't know is that there are two parties on the Democratic side in the House, the Democratic Party and the Working Families Identity Politics Party. And that latter party claims 90 members. They say they're progressives. They don't know what a progressive is. They're not talking about fighting Bob La Follette progressives. I think 60 of them are woofing. They're just saying it, pose for holy pictures, snooker the millennials back home, sitting in the coffee shops. But 30 of them actually mean it. 30 of them are hardcore. Regulation, hardcore. Socialist, many of them. Working Families Party. And they are presenting as Democrats. Biden doesn't control them. They have their own caucus within the Democratic caucus. They have their own whip. Ilhan Omar goes around, whip, W-H-I-P, an old word, meaning They're told when this vote is essential to the party's cause and they must vote, and when it's up to their conscience. All of this baloney. They're a party within a party. Biden does not control it. No one controls it. And yet the public thinks that they're Democratic votes. That is the problem. So to boil this down, Pramila Jayapal has said that she and her folks, her posse, her crew will vote for the hard infrastructure. We're going to hold her to her word. Manchin and Sinema told Joe Biden that they would vote for the soft infrastructure if the hard infrastructure passes. We're going to hold them to their word. Part of this is just one-upsmanship. No, you vote first, so I see that you did it, and then I'll vote. It's a prisoner's dilemma. And the other one is, I vote, you vote first, so I see you really mean it, and then I'll vote. We're talking about the American people. We're talking about what benefits this country. What benefits this country is all of this. But right now, the no-brainer is the hard infrastructure, because it's already passed the hardest chamber, which is the Senate, with Moscow, Mitch, and 19 Republicans, and it benefits our trade unions who are going to rebuild America. So I'm hoping that Pramila Jayapal goes through with her pledge and does it, in effect, letting Manchin and Sinema save face, and then they can go back in Arizona and in West Virginia and say, we forced their hand, those skunks. You know, part of this has not been helped by activists going in the restroom and photographing Sinema on the toilet, and part of it hasn't been helped at all by AOC and Ilhan Omar going into West Virginia and insulting Joe Manchin. I mean, you know, at some point, they can't be seen in the hills and hollers of West Virginia and in the cactus towns of Arizona to be knuckling under these characters. They're not popular down there, these other people. So what do you do? Prisoner's dilemma. I would say we're going to hold Pramila Jayapal to her word. Vote for it now when Joe's back in the saddle. And then if Manchin and Sinema renege, I think you expel them from the Democratic Party. I mean, these people are not voting as Democrats. They're not voting as Democrats. And they said they would do this, but each one is saying, I'll do it after you do it. I'll do it after you do it. And if nobody does anything, nothing's going to happen to benefit our country. And then Bernie, of course, throws in a hand grenade. I love Bernie. That wily old socialist from the 60s, Bernie throws in a hand grenade, says, no, I still want a few more things. I want pharmaceutical. I agree, Bernie, for the love of God, Bernie, for the love of God. Perfection is the enemy of the good. Let's get something good done. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.